Okay, here we go. We're on Chagiga Beis HaMabeis. What we're going to do today, the format for today is the beginning. I want to get to make sure we do some new Gemara. So you go into Shabbos with a nice, almost close to a full daf to review for Shabbos. And then I'm going to start, going to sprinkle in some deeper ideas on the daf and also some of the other elements that are in this Shifas packet that we just gave out. So one of the clauses in the Mishnah, or one of those who were excluded from Aliyah L'Regel, was Cheresh Shota V'Katan. Cheresh Shota V'Katan. Cheresh, we translate it as a deaf mute. Shota is out of one's mind. And Katan is a minor. Okay, so go to the two dots on the, seven lines down from Beis HaMabeis. So here we go. Ketani, we learned Cheresh Dumya DeShota. They're looped together. By the way, the acronym for them is called Chashu. Cheresh Shota V'Katan. That's the acronym in Achronish Svarim. So we loop them together. Ketanya, Cheresh Dumya DeShota V'Katan. We put them in one breath. So therefore, Mash Shota V'Katan, just like the crazy and the minor, were put there because the Lav B'nei Deya, because they're not considered to be Bardas. So therefore, that must be true as well for Cheresh. It's one set. So therefore, the Cheresh that we mention here, the Lav Bar Deyahu, he should be someone who is not a Bar Deya. This deaf mute that we're talking about. I shouldn't translate deaf mute. I should just say Cheresh, because that's what the Gemara is going to struggle with. How do you translate it? The Kamash Balan, and this teaches us, from the fact that it's linked together with Shota and Katan, meaning it's something about Das, we learned in the Mishnah and Trumas, Cheresh Dibru Chachamim B'chol Mokom, the Cheresh that the rabbis spoke about in many places. This is a hard, this is a simple line that actually causes problems. I will translate it as there are many different types of, several different types of Cheresh's that are talked about in Chazal. In general, the intense Cheresh that the rabbis at times speak about is one who's both an Eino Shomea and an Eino Medaber, is one who cannot hear and cannot speak. But if they were half-half, kom si kom sa, ha medaber ve'eino shomea, or a shomea ve'eino medaber, they would be chayev. That's in the Truma, by the way. That's in Truma, right? So someone who was a half-half would be chayev. But someone who is fully not a cheresh would not be chayev in Truma, and we marshaled this as well to say would also not be chayev in Aliyah L'Regel. So Tanina, we've learned this.
You have to be deaf and dumb.
What? You have to have both. You have to have you have to be deaf and mute. No, deaf and mute. Deaf and mute. Deaf and mute. Both. Okay, I'm only doing because of Shota. That's why. Tanina, Tana Rabbana. We learned that the rabbis taught Hamedaber ve'eno shomea. What is a medaber? A speaker who does not hear. That's what we call a cheresh. That's not what the rabbis call a cheresh. Because what the rabbis call a cheresh, by the way, is eino shomea veino medaber. This price is what we're saying is what we tend to call a cheresh nowadays. A cheresh nowadays is a medaber veino shomea. A shomea veino medaber, one who hears but can't speak, that's what we tend to call nowadays elam. We colloquially call it a mute. Zevezeh, but if they have obviously a zevezeh, they have both. Harehen kapikchen l'chol divrehem. If they have both, obviously they are considered fully sharp in terms of everything. In terms of everything. So, umimai de medaber ve'eno shomei. How do we know that one who speaks but does not hear, that's what we call a cheresh, right? And a shomei ve'eno medaber, that's what we call an ilem. Again, not what chachamim b'chol makom call cheresh. Because chachamim that call cheresh b'chol makom is eno shomei ve'eno medaber. How do we know that's what we colloquially call it, these things? Because it says in Tehillim Lamenches, Ani kecheresh, I was like a cheresh, lo eshma, who did not hear. And then I was like an ilam, lo iftach piv, like a mute who did not open his mouth. Iba yisema, if you like, alternatively, another place where we know colloquially that a ilam is called one who is mute. Keda amri inshi, as people say, ishtakul milule, his speech was taken from him. That word is, if you take the first letter, the last letter of the first word, and then the first letter of the second word, it spells elam. So elam is a conjugation or a contraction of the phrase ishtakil milule, unable, incapable of speaking. So that's the Gemara. It's easy, but it's hard. It's easy because it's getting confusing. I thought that's what we call cheresh. So before I review it again, there's a category of cheresh, cheresh that the chacham spoke about in general. That's an intense cheresh. That's an eino shemeya, that's an eino medaber. That's the one that we're claiming is our Mishnah, because it's looped together with Shota V'Katan, and it seems to be a das issue. The cheresh that we tend to talk about colloquially is somebody who's deaf, and an elam is somebody who is mute. They, in general, are sometimes obligated, sometimes not, depends on what the category, but they are considered to have, typically to have das. That gets explored further in the next Gemara. Then the Gemara says, how do I know that these categories are what we typically call them? One is because we're basing it off Tehillim. And number two is because of what people tend to say, Ishtakel Milule. But it's interesting. The Cheresh that Dibru Chachamim B'chol Makom actually does not fit with the word Cheresh as spoken about in Tehillim. So that's why it gets a little confusing. Let's read it inside again. Chutz mecheresh shota v'katan, except for a cheresh, shota, and a katan. Ketani, we learned the cheresh dumi de shota v'katan. We loop together a cheresh similar to a shota and a katan. Therefore, how? Because ma shota v'katan are people who are lav b'nei dea, who have no intellect. So to a cheresh, lav bar das. A cheresh is not a bar das. So the Kamash Balan, and we learned, because it's not in Trumas, Cheresh Shedibru Chama Chomakom, this intense Cheresh that the rabbi spoke about in general, who can't do things, is Eino Shomea Ve'eno Medaber. Ha Medaber Ve'eno Shomea, but if he could speak and not hear, or hear and not speak, he would be Chayev. Right? He would be Chayev. Tanina Latarai, and we learned in a Brisa that Ha Medaber Ve'eno Shomea, that in general, colloquially, one who could speak and not hear, that's what we call a Cheresh, they're deaf. Shomea Ve'eno Medaber, that's what we typically call an Ilay. A mute. And Zevzeh, Harehem Pekichem, both these people, the one who's the Komsi Komsa ones, both of them, that's the words, that's how you translate Zevzeh. Zevzeh, both of those, the half-half ones, they are considered Pekichem L'chol Divrayim. They are considered to be fully with it, right? Umimai, how do I know that someone who Medaber Ve'eno Shomea is typically by us called a Cheresh, or a Shomea Ve'eno Medaber is typically called an Ilaim? Because it says, Ani Kecheresh, I was like a Cheresh, Lo Eshema, I could not hear. And Ilaim, Lo Eftach Piv, I should not open my mouth. V'ibayis Ema, or alternatively, it's like people typically say that Ishtaka Milule, your speech was taken away from you. So if you're on a game show, a Shiva's game show, and you're asked, what is a Cheresh, you have to say pause. Do you mean the Cheresh that we're talking about in our Mishnah? The Cheresh that the Chachamim generally spoke about? Yeah, that's a Cheresh Einu Medaber and Einu Shomea. Double whammy Cheresh. No, I meant what's the Cheresh that we typically, when we say someone's deaf, what did I mean by that? Oh, that's a Cheresh but who's deaf but knows how to speak. And an Elaim is someone who can hear but can't speak. And both those guys, they're Pikchen L'chol Divrayim. They're considered fully functioning and smart according to everybody. By the way, there's a little bit of a machlokas here, famous Rishonim machlokas achronim, as to maybe it was just because back then you could not educate a deaf mute. There was no way. And therefore, they were taken out of play from being a bar das. Others say, no, it's an intrinsic category. Whether you could teach them or not, they're not what we call halachically bar das for technical reasons. They're missing out on certain elements of life in a certain way that makes somebody a bar das. It's machlokas, old, age-old machlokas, but not for now. Our Gemara makes it sound is the Cheresh Habedaber Chachamim B'chol Makom is Eino Shomea V'Eino Medaber. But the truth is, you have to work on that sugi every time you get up to it. It's not so simple. That line, Cheresh Shota V'Kotam, we've been saying since we're little kids. Okay, so now, I want... What? Things I just want to point out. Number one, at the beginning of the Gemara, just to review some stuff at the beginning of the Gemara, number one, why does the first Rashi says, Hakol Chayiv in B'Riyah, go back to Beis Hamidrash Aleph, Hakol Chayiv in B'Riyah, all are Chayiv in the mitzvah of Riyah. Rashi says, B'mitzvahs Riyah Kol Zechurcha, in the mitzvah of you should, all your males should appear. Shetzrichim lihisraus bazara beregel, that you should appear in the Azara on Yontif, the top Rashi says. Rashi seems to indicate what we're talking about in our Mishnah is the act of appearing. But that obviously can't be the case because our Mishnah starts talking about korbanos and bringing korbanos. So why did Rashi limit it to at the beginning when he said the appearing idea? So I want to give you from the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan says because we talked about, what about a minor? This is what Mr. Gnauer brought up yesterday. Does the minor have to bring a korban or not? We said the minor, if he's able to walk or whatever, you bring him because of chinuch. Do you have a mitzvah of chinuch that he should also bring a korban? As a minor. So Rashi is of the opinion that you can't have a minor be Makadesh something. He doesn't have the ability. He needs a certain level of das to Makadesh something. He doesn't bring a korban. And therefore, in order to remove the thought that the katan is required from korban, Rashi focused on the re'iyah aspect, not korban related, even though there are other people in the Mishnah who are korban related. Tosfos says he could do it, al tzchinach. And therefore, Tosfos understands the whole Mishnah as talking about re'iyah appearing and also bringing a korban. A funny thing you might have realized if you reviewed enough yesterday, the word hakol, we said, comes to include something unique. We, at the end of the day, said it's coming to include a guy who's a chetzi eved, chetzi ben chorin. Some days yes, sometimes no. Wasn't that guy one of the people on the list that were excluded in the Mishnah? He was one of the guys that was excluded in the Mishnah. We said, and then we said, one of the people are here, sorry, eved, avadim sheinem mishucharim. We said it's a chatzi ben chorin. He's one of the excluded people. So what do you do there? So the simple answer is the first part of the Mishnah is the Mishnah Rishona. The second part of the Mishnah, one part is Mishnah Rishona, one part is Mishnah Achrona. What's Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona? Remember the Gemara we said at the bottom yesterday? That there was the original teaching and there was the later teaching. I'm not going to make you crazy now, which one is the Rishona, which one is the Achrona. It's a Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, not for now. One more thing I want to say over here is, why did the Gemara quote again that source from Yishayahu? How could you let this half-Evid, half-free person just sit there? Lo tahu v'ra l'sheves yitzara. You're supposed to fill the world. He can't just sit there and do nothing. Why don't they quote Puruvu? And it's even funnier. It sort of did quote Puruvu. It said, Ela l'piria v'rivia. The world is for Puruvu. And they don't quote Puruvu. They quote the pasuk about Yishayahu. So why did they do that? What were they doing? So the question in general is, does a slave have an obligation in Puruvu, a Jewish slave? So the Rivan says, the free part of him, the days that he was free, he's obligated in Puruvu. The slave part of him, that's not Puruvu. The slave part has L'Shevas Yitzara, the other pasuk in Yishayahu. Tosfos says, no, a Jewish slave is Chayiv. And it's Puruvu is the pasuk. Why'd they quote this pasuk in Yishayahu? To show the greatness of how important this mitzvah is, that's what this pasuk is according to Tosfos. So you have to ask yourself, why does sometimes the Torah quote, Gemara quote this pasuk and not Puruvu? Now, in your packet, what you need to know, you have some interesting stuff in this packet. We'll do one more review on this recording, so don't shut down. But what I have here is on page 3 is the Zichru, from the Zichru program, the visual of the of this whole daf that we've learned so far. There's the visual. On the back of that page is a review of 3 main points from the daf. And therefore, worst case scenario, you have walked away with 3 main points from this Gemara. I'd like to hope that everyone can memorize the entire Gemara, not word for word, but Shakla Vitaria. We certainly are reviewing enough. We'll do one more time. Then I taught you a mind map, how to make a mind map. If you go to the back of your packet, you have here a mind map of our daf. These are the lines going out are the 12 people who are excluded from the Aliyah L'Regel. I walked them out. They're out. They're walked out. The ones with the arrow are the guesses in the Gemara, the 3 guesses of who Hakol comes to include. This is useless to you. This is just giving you an example of how you can make one. One ought to spend some time making a mind map of the Gemara. It helps you memorize. Another modality of memorizing that may work for you, even if you think it's tongue-in-cheek. My greatest gift that I'm giving you today is this page right here, right before the end. Okay, this review plan is based on contemporary brain research, neuroplasticity, and how our minds actually remember. This is the sequence of days on which you should review any new Gemara you learn. Do it again that day. Do it again 2 days later. Do it again 4 days later, 8 days later, 16 days later, 32 days later, 64. Plug in your daf in each one, and you set a schedule of that's how you know you need to come back to that daf on that day. The time that you need to come back to it gets farther and farther apart because you know it colder and colder. So I would plug in daf bays. You could do, they start, call today, day 1. Then tomorrow, call it day 2. And then you do from there 4 days, plus 4, so 2 days from now, 2 days. Then 4 days from now. And I would review it on that schedule. We have a couple minutes over here. I want to quickly read through the Gemara again from the top so you can take it with you for the weekend. Here you go. Hakol chayv in b'riya. Everybody's chayv in the mitzvah of riya, except for 12. Tom Brady. Chutzcheres, shota v'kotten, tumtum, androgynous, nashim, avodim, shedim, shukorim. That's a half-half. Chiger, lame, suma, blind, chola, sick person, zaken. Mi she'eni chola, kotzitzivav. Someone who can't go on the shoulders of their father and go up to Yerushalayim laharabayis. Diver beishamai. Beisil says, kol she'eni yochol lachas be'ashalav, Yerushalayim laharabayis. Right? These are the definitions of a katan. It's a machlokas beis Shammai and beis Hillel. Shenemar, it says shalosh regolim. He has to be on his feet. That's what, why. So beis Shammai says the re'iyah was worth shtei kesef. So this is the third subject of our Mishnah, the value of the korban. The re'iyah was shtei kesef, and the chagiga, the shalmei chagiga, the celebration one, is ma kesef. Beis Hillel says the opposite. Spend less on the re'iyah, ma kesef, and the chagiga, the celebratory one, is shtei kesef. It's like beis Hillel, who's always seen as the more positive one, wants you to spend more on the celebratory korban. Now the Gemara is going to give you the 3 attempts at what Hakol comes to include. 3, Babe Ruth, Dale Murphy. Hakol lasuye mai, lasuye misha chatzio evet chatzi ben chorin. Half a slave, half free. But according to Ravina, who holds that a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin is potter from re'ia, it can't be the hakol. So hakol latuye mai, latuye achiger b'yom rishon, a guy who's lame on the first day and then becomes better on the second day. So ha'anicha l'man da'amar kulan, that they're all in each independent chiyav, kulan tashlum in zelizet. But according to one who holds kulan tashlum rishon, they're all a makeup of the first, and therefore your chiyav had to have been on the first. So this guy was a potter on the first. So hakol latuye mai, what's it coming to include? Suma, a guy who's blind in one eye. Right, udaloki aitana, against that tana the tanya yochrem and device the name of Yehuda, a guy is blind in one eye is potter from Re'iyah, because it says yireh kederek shabaliros kach baliros, just like you tend to be seen by those who have two eyes, God who sees with two eyes kivyachol kach baliros, so too you should be seen, meaning maliros b'shteinav, just like you see with two eyes af liros b'shteinav, so just like you are seen with two eyes, so too you should be able to see with two eyes. Alternatively, let's go back to the first shot. La'olam kida amri mikar. Let's go back to the first way. That the hakol is coming to include a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. V'takachashalacha, and you asked Had Ravina about Ravina who holds that such a person is putter. Ravina was following the Mishnah Rishona, the old machlokas. Here, when we say he's included in hakol and therefore he brings it, is the Mishnah Achrona. So what do we mean? Ditzam, we learned in the Mishnah. Misha chatzia eved chatzi ben chorin. What do you do for such a person? It's a very complicated arrangement. So Ovid at Rabbo Yom Echad, Veratzmo Yom Echad. Diver Beis Hill. Beis Hill says, fine. Let him be a slave one day. Let him be free the other. Who cares? Amr Lim Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, Tekantem es Rabbo, you fixed his master, but you didn't fix himself. Before I continue, that's the Mishnah Rishona. That's Ravina. Right? That fits with Ravina. Ravina is saying that person is putter from Re'iyah. Why? Because Beis Hillel entertains a tzad avdus in him. And therefore, as long as he has a tzad avdus, he needs to be putter from Re'iyah. He can't be the person in Hakol. Now, you fixed him, but you fixed his master, but not him. Why? Because Lisa Shivcha ain't a Yachol. He can't marry a Shivcha because he's free. And Abbas Yachvi Choron ain't a can't marry a free person because he's a slave. Libotel, so have him just sit. No. Halo Nivrol and Perivarivish. And Amar, Loto Vrol, Leshevis Yitzara. The world was meant to be cultivated and built. So rather, what we do, this is the Mishnah Achrona, Mipnei Tokin Olam, Kofin Esrabo Vosin Esaben Chor. This is Beit Sham, at least in the region of Rishona, too. You force him to, you force the master to free him. And what do you do now? He owes these masters money. He writes an IOU to both of them. Cost of lo shtar al chatzi damav. Each one, half of his money, he writes an IOU. Beis Hillel heard this. They retracted to Paskin like Beis Shammai. So in the Mishnah Achrona, he's going to be freed. He's going to be freed within days. And therefore, since he's going to be freed within days, that's the chiddush of Hakol, that it's coming to include one who's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, right? Because he's going to be freed within days. Now, chutz mecheresh shota v'katan, except for cheresh katan, ketani, we learned the cheresh dumi de shota. The cheresh is linked together, shota and katan. Ma shota v'katan lav b'nei deya ninu, so too cheresh is someone who's lav bar deya. V'kamash b'lan, we learned in the Mishnah, ketzanan, the trumas, cheresh that the chacham spoke about in general, this intense cheresh, who can't do things, is eino shomea ve'eino medaber. But if he could be medaber and not shomea, or hear and not speak, he would be chayev. Tanina, we've learned this before, Tana Rabbana, because our rabbis were talking in how people speak colloquially. That ha-medaber ve'eino shomea, that's colloquially a cheresh. A shomea ve'eino medaber, that's colloquial in ilam. And both these guys, zev ezed, the half-half people, harehen kapitchen l'chol divrayim, they're fully sharp in terms of mitzvahs. Now, how do I know that people, when we typically, Mamai de Medabra in a Shomea, that's typically what we call a Cheresh, and a Shomea of Ina Medabra is typically called an Elam? Because the Pasuk in Tehillim, Anike Cheresh, I was like a deaf person, Lo Eshma, I could not hear. Uke Elam, and I was like an Elam, Lo Yiftach Piv, I could not open my mouth. Ibai Yisema, if the Pasuk's not doing it for you, then there's a way people typically say this. This is where the word came from. Kida Amri Inshias, people typically say, Ishtakal Milulai, the speech has been taken from such a person. Okay, so that's the full review of the Gemara. Over the weekend, Shabbos, do the Chazar and the Gemara. Please try to say by heart the Shakla Vitaria, the give and take of the Gemara. Try to analyze some of these problems. Think about them. Just thinking about the problems already enable you to help memorize the Gemara a little more. What's going to happen if you keep doing Chazar right, your knowledge is going to start stacking on top of each other. Then as you hear Shirim and Divrei Torah and stuff like that, you'll be able to say, this connects to that. You can connect this Gemara to that one. And then you'll see very quickly how everything's connecting together quite beautifully. And all of Torah could be used from one place to another. Stop there for today.